Okay, so this morning I decided, as this was given to me, this topic, to go near Proverbs 31, the virtuous wife. We had the joy and sorrow in Proverbs 31 in one study. So that's the area we're going to cover today. And when I was given this section for our study to teach on, I knew it was by no accident. And my prayer today is that we're going to look past at what seems to be the unattainable, and we're going to find in these verses of Proverbs 31 on the virtuous woman encouragement through this passage of what God can and will do in our lives as we submit our weakness to Him. This passage has been used personally in my life on many occasions, and it's been used to encourage me and help lift me up out of very difficult circumstances and times of despair. I'm amazed at what responsibility God has placed in our hands as women. I'm in awe of what women hold down, and honestly, I don't know how any woman does it without the Lord. I just want to tell you guys, last night I was trying to finish this up, and one of my young adult children just called, and she's been really having some difficult times in her life, and so she called me. And then my husband started a new department today, and generally he just dresses out in basic clothes. Well, we had to go shopping yesterday to get him stuff, and he decides to come where I'm at, and he's trying on shoes, and he's pacing back and forth trying on all these shoes. I'm like, Jeff, please, like I can't. And I was thinking, I need this. We're never done. You can prepare a lesson and find the whole lesson was for you. So I just want to tell you that there's going to be times in life where we feel extremely accomplished. Sometimes you feel like you can wear the Wonder Woman cape and you can accomplish things easily and well. But there's also times in life where we're going to struggle to get out of bed and we can barely lift our head. The passage on the virtuous wife begins in Proverbs 31 by asking a question. And the question is, who can find a virtuous wife? My question to us is, have you ever looked up virtuous and what that means? And I used to have my idea of what virtuous meant. It doesn't mean perfect. It doesn't mean drop-dead gorgeous. It actually is defined as strength. After this question is asked, the verse that follows lists some of the things this woman does in her day-to-day life, but there's something you can miss quite easily while reading about this woman. There's a word that is repeated multiple times which describes this woman, and that is the word strength. This will be the quality we're going to focus on this morning, because when we're strengthened, we can then accomplish all the tasks at hand. So if you have your Bible by your side and it's open, we're going to be at Proverbs 31:10. And I thought we'll just read through the passage on the virtuous wife. And I would like you to note as we go through the areas you see the word strength. Verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms." There's two times you see strength there. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Four times the word strength is used in these verses. So the question this brings to mind to me is, where can we find this strength? Can we manufacture it? Can it be purchased? Sometimes I think, is it found in a Starbucks coffee, an energy drink? Well, let's go back and look again at this verse. And verse 17 says, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. To gird means to bind on, kind of like your clothing. I found this quite profound. Could it mean we possess strength? We only need to put it on. I've heard it said many times, where God gives us a command, he's already given us the empowerment to do it. There's many passages throughout the Bible where we're instructed to take up or put on. So I encourage you, if you have time, to go look for those places in the Bible and note them to do so. But for time's sake, I'm just going to reference a few for us here today. In Romans 13, 14, it says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Colossians 3, 12 tells us to put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. So the world tries to motivate us through self-will and determination. And while determination can get you through a lot, there's going to be times when, even with all the determination in the world, we're going to fall short. The strength we see this woman putting on is found in the Lord. It's through his filling and the power of the Holy Spirit that he enables us to be strong. We see this example with the Apostle Paul when he spoke of the thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 2, 8 through 10. He says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. And then that ends with, for when I am weak, then I am strong. So there's many times we read in God's word to be strong. I instantly was reminded of Joshua, and I can't how many times Joshua was told to be strong. And Moses told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. In Deuteronomy 31, 7, Moses tells Joshua, be strong and of good courage. In Deuteronomy 31, 23, it says, then he inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. Joshua 1:6 tells Joshua, God tells Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Joshua 1:7, God says to Joshua, only be strong and very courageous. And again in Joshua 1:9, God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Look at how many times, I know it was repetitive, but I just marveled at how many times God just repeatedly told him, be strong, be strong, be strong. He knew Joshua needed to hear it, and he needed to hear it over and over and over and over. So too with us. In our flesh, how often do we become battle-worn and weary? We are weak. We overwhelm easily. Life throws a lot at us on a daily basis, at least mine does, unless I'm just alone there, but I'm amazed at the stuff that comes every day. And this Proverbs 31 passage is a reminder for us ladies to be strong. It takes great courage to face some of the things we have to deal with. But like God told Joshua, so he says to us, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I wanted to give you a backdrop. I asked Jesus into my heart at about the age of 12 years old. It was the summer between 5th and 6th grade. I didn't continue to walk with the Lord until around the age of 25. My dad was killed in a car accident suddenly, and that kind of shook me pretty good, and it got me in the right place where I needed to be. I finally came to a place in my life where I wanted to learn what it meant to live as a Christian woman. It's kind of funny. My mom, my sister, and I accidentally wound up at a women's retreat. And I say accidentally because we thought we were just renting a cabin at a great price through the church we were new at, and we had no idea there was like teachings and fellowship. It's just truthfully. So it was divine. It was divine, and it was there that I met a woman that even today I'm a little starstruck with her. I don't know, but she'd probably be very uncomfortable if I talked about her too much. So I'm just going to say, when she speaks, I listen. She was strong, and she walked straight. And after meeting her, she took me and another new mom she met there under her wing, and she invited us and our families to home fellowship. And we were there, I really don't know. I'm just thinking maybe around 7 months. I was trying to think back. But it was enough of a time for with me to have with her that I kind of had an idea of what I was aiming for. We slowly lost touch over the years. You know, she was in a different place in life with her older kids, and I was a nursing mom with little ones. And then we started coming to church here in Reno, so we lost touch. But it's crazy. A year and a half ago, God brought her back into my life. I know, and I found she's grown even more wise through the years, you know, and she came back in at a really difficult time for me. There's just some stuff going on, and I'm like, man, you knew, God, I needed her back around me. And anyway, she, to me, has always been a picture of strength. Philippians 3:17 tells us, brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. We're encouraged to note those who walk with the Lord closely among us because we have them as a pattern. And this can be so helpful for us as women in all stages of life. I thought a lot about my mom while reading over this passage. I find her to be one of the strongest women I'll ever know. We're so blessed to have the patterns right among us that we have. And to be a part of this women's Bible study is huge. We're all at different places in our life right now. Some of us are on mountaintops. Some of us are in the valley. Some of us are in the cave. Countless times we come to study and, you know, maybe we're empty, but somebody else is full, and we can leave just so comforted and encouraged knowing we're not alone. We're not the only ones going through the things that we've got going on in our lives. Proverbs 31:25 tells us, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. And so I want to pay attention to that verse really quick because it says she shall rejoice in time to come. So this is key if you're not in the rejoicing stage of life right now. Your time will come. Sometimes the ground being plowed is hard ground. We got to keep at it. We will rejoice in time to come. Don't forget that. Be clothed with strength and honor. I praise God we are allowed to have our days of struggle, and we can come to him with our weakness. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a righteous man will fall 7 times and rise again. So it's comforting to know we'll rise again. Over the years, there have been women that I have come in contact with and that have said things to me that it just stuck. I don't know if you've had that, but there's just these little nuggets you get when you get to talk with people. And my husband's 90-year-old grandma, she's tough. She's been through a lot. And she's still with us. She's sharp as a tack. And we were talking about life one day, and she suffered a lot. She suffered the loss of one of her children. He passed away, so she's been through it. But she said to me one day, we were just talking, and she said, Polly, this life isn't for sissies. And that was profound to me. I think about it a lot when times get hard and my grandma Barbara handles it. You know, it's not for sissies, and she's right. This side of heaven really can be tough. C.S. Lewis said, I love this, if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, The most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. We're not merely coming to Bible study for something to put on our calendar as a social event. We're not praying just to check the "you can bless me now" box. We're running a race that we want to finish well. There's a reason we do what we do. We'll one day see it's all worth it. And remember, verse 26 says, "She shall rejoice in time to come." Exodus 13 is where Moses tells the people three times to remember by strength of hand the Lord brought them out of Egypt. So too for us, we need to be reminded we were never saved by our own will. Never. It was by the strength of hand that the Lord brought us out of our Egypt, which is the world. The Holy Spirit will fill and strengthen us to accomplish the tasks at hand, just like he did that woman in Proverbs 31. We need to ask and we need to receive. And remember to have faith in the Lord and his ability. For we're told in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So I want to close this time with you by reading the closing verses in Proverbs 31, which are verse 31. It says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Ladies, I pray that the Lord would encourage us today to come to him and be strengthened, and that we would trust him to do that which we are not able to do in our own strength. Numbers 6, 24 through 26, it's one of my favorite verses, so I just wanted to say this over you guys and myself today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for just being able to come with my sisters, Lord. I know we go back to our lives and we all have different things on our shoulders, God. And I thank you that just your message to us today is be strong. I pray my sisters and I will be strong in you, God. We will come to you when we are weak. We will be strengthened. Would you just bless our time of fellowship today? I pray the joy of the Lord would fill us, Lord, and be our strength. And we thank you so much for the promise we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.